Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Wondering Podcast. It's been a while, but we are finally back, hey. And we are so excited
to be here.
To be here and to restart,
reset
the podcast,
revamp all the things.
Yeah. So if you haven't been to our podcast before, we want to inspire people to find the beauty around them and the beauty in the people around them, and just wonder about life and about God's creation. And we're both actresses, so we are going to talk a lot about that as well. So yeah, welcome back.
Yay.
Yay. By the way, I'm Kira.
And I'm Mary. Welcome.
Well, anyways, our first thing that we do here is ask what is something wonderful that happened this week.
Yeah, kind of goes with the wondering theme.
Mm-hmm. So Mary, what's something wonderful that happened this week?
Gosh, something wonderful that happened this week is today Caitlin brought me coffee at work. Caitlin, if you guys don't know, we had her on the podcast. She's a dear, dear friend of ours. And she gave me a call today. She was like, "Do you want coffee today?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, yes. How did you know?" And then, wait, I should tell the story of what happened to my first coffee though.
Yeah.
Okay. So like my first coffee today was good. I got it from Dutch Bros and it was my iced honey latte with almond milk. And I was like, basically, I had my coffee and I finished like half of it. And then I realized that I had to go to mass soon. So I was like, okay, I'll put it in the freezer. Cause like, if I put it in the freezer, then the ice won't melt. And I put it in the freezer and then I got back from mass. And then I was like, I forgot about it. And then after lunch, I was like, oh my gosh, my coffee. So I went to the freezer and it was literally a frozen block. And I was like, tough. So I had to like, like literally picked it up from the straw and the whole cup like picked up. So I was like, I cannot drink this. It is solid. So I was trying to like squeeze it. So like the sounds so weird. I was trying to like squeeze it so that it would like crush the ice. And instead of like crushing the ice, the block of coffee just like spurted out of the cup, like flew high. I don't even know how to explain it. It just like came out of the cup and splattered in a block on my desk. I was like, I can no longer drink this icy block of coffee. And then an hour later, without even knowing that happened, Caitlin was like, hey, do you want coffee? And I was like, yes. Anyway, that's wonderful. Also, I got these microphones and they're like my new toys. They are pretty cool.
They're like little fairies that we just get to hold and talk into.
Yeah.
The little like elves. I don't know. They just have hair.
What is that called? What do they call it on film sets?
Oh, a on dead cat.
A dead cat.
A little mini dead cat.
It's like a dead little mouse.
Dead mouse.
Ew. Kira, what's something wonderful that happened to you? Or something wonderful in your life?
Lots of things, I think. I think just I had such a fun week last week. I did a bunch of really cool stuff and we went line dancing and swing dancing with some of our friends.
It was so fun. It was
so fun. That was probably...
I didn't know anyone.
Yeah. Mary came into it not knowing anyone, but it was really fun. So that's definitely...
And the real dance was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it was fun. Kira was like, let's go to this thing. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Showed up to this random person's house and we danced.
Yeah. But you had fun.
I did have a lot of fun. That was like the highlight of my week last week.
Yeah.
For sure. Also, my cousin got married. Shout out Emily and Jake. Congrats.
Last week?
That was last Sunday.
Like 2 weeks ago.
I suppose.
Let's talk about you, Mary. Let's dive deep and figure out who Mary D'Alessandro is.
Dang. This is like scary.
This podcast episode is going to be dedicated to you because we basically couldn't find anyone else to interview.
I'm all you get, guys. But this is, it's 9:30 in our living room.
Yeah, so
this is what you get.
This is all you get. No,
I'm for kidding. This week.
For this
dot
week.
Dot dot.
So I figured, looking around me, and I'm like, who do we interview? I want to interview somebody that's creative, ambitious, you know, is gonna talk about acting. And then I look over and this lady's doing dishes in my house, and I'm like, what about her?
Literally, there was no one else.
So because there was no one else, we're gonna interview Meredith. No,
last resort, guys.
No, in all honesty, this is like gonna be such a good episode, so I'm excited. And Mary has a lot to say, so I'm gonna ask her some quick questions and get to know Mary. And yeah, hopefully this will, for you know, I know I have a lot of family that listens, so now you get to know who's this other girl on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question to you would be, how did you find your faith?
Gosh.
I know that's a loaded question, but that's kind of the only way that I could think of asking it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how did you come to know Jesus the way that you know him now? In like mm-hmm. a maybe brief summary.
Yeah. I feel like it's a really, it's the question, isn't it? My whole life, I've been a Christian. I'm a cradle Catholic, so we'll put it this way. I like don't remember a time I wasn't going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we were kids, like our parents would take us. And I think like the foundation for my relationship with Jesus was like came from when I was young, having examples of really devout and good-hearted Christians around me. And really, like, my family and extended family is, like, the hugest part of that. Like, when we were kids, we would go to, like, family religion classes, which is where, like, you learned about Jesus as a family, basically.
Mm.
And that's where I had, like my preparation for like my first reconciliation, my communion, everything, like it was all there through that. And I had so many people to look up to in that, like my parents, of course, but then also like my cousins, and people around me. But when I realized that it was something like that, my relationship with Jesus was something that I could pursue, was when those people that were my age started to pursue it. So I became inspired by people like my cousin Christian, who actually now has a YouTube channel where he like talks about God and Jesus and is talking about how Jesus is always doing miracles and stuff. And like his channel's doing really good. You guys should check it out. It's Cap Catholic. It's awesome. But anyway, like, he was a huge inspiration to me, and he became my confirmation sponsor when I was a kid, when I was in high school. And I had friends at this, I went to this like Catholic family camp, where like families would go to basically go on a family retreat. And I went as a family with my family, and then I became a staff member. So I would help these families make this retreat, basically. And I made friends on staff that became like my sisters in Christ, kind of my first sisters in Christ. And we kind of like went on this journey to pursue Jesus together. And having people that were in the same boat like that, like I really think that was what inspired me the most. And then I think when I was in college, I mean, I went to a Catholic school, but I think I realized in college that it was really my choice. Like, I could pursue Jesus, or he could be something that was another task in my life. And that became really apparent to me when I decided to go to Disney for my Disney college program, because when I went to the Disney College program, it was something that I wanted to do my whole life, was work for Disney. And when I went, it was like this thing that like I idolized in my life. I was like, this will be the thing that makes me complete. Like this, like when I do the Disney College program, I will have like accomplished something huge. And like I went and I realized like it wasn't something, like it wasn't everything I wanted it to be, at least for me. I think a lot of people have really great experiences there, but I was really heartbroken because it was just really difficult. I was working like 50 hour weeks. I was working like overtime and just like it was hot every day and I really was alone. Like I didn't have any friends there and my roommate and I missed each other. Like she was at work in the morning and I was at work in the evening. So we literally never saw each other. And I really like didn't have a community at all. And that was the first time in my life that I felt really, truly, entirely alone. And I realized I would just work through Sunday and then Sunday would be over and I'd be like, I didn't like, and for my whole life up to that, it was like, no, Sunday, like church is the first priority and then everything else can fill the schedule. Like that's just a thing. Like when people would be like, oh, I can't come to church. I'm like getting coffee with my friend. I'm like, what? Like I thought like in my mind, it's like church is the thing. And then you plan your life around that. And so like for the first time I was in a community where it was entirely secular and like I had to work through church hour and it was like, oh, like, I didn't know. It became like a second priority and I didn't realize how much that weighed on me until I became like actually pretty much like devastated and just sad every day and depressed and lonely. To make the rest of it kind of shorter was like when I decided to come back to school after that. I cut my program early, came back to school. And then went through another rough period of time, where some friendships that I had were not, were just like going through rough patches. And that's when I found the household I was in, which is like a Catholic sorority that was at the college that I went to. And they inspired me to like pursue Christ on a daily basis. And that it wasn't just like a Sunday thing and that it wasn't just like some like another thing in my life where it was like, no, this is like the center of my life. And like every day we're showing up to prayer and it's like you set a date with Jesus. Like you set a date with Jesus. You say, I'm going to go to the chapel or I'm going to sit and read my Bible. And like, if I don't show up, it's like I stood Jesus up on a date. Like I wouldn't do that. Like to Kira, like I wouldn't be like, hey, let's like meet for coffee. And then just like not show up. Like that, think about how Jesus feels when we like, when we do that to him, you know? And that's not to like guilt us, but it's like, no, like this is the man that like gave everything for me and I can't even give him 15 minutes a day, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think like having like those people in my life really inspired me at that time. And since then, like I've grown to a place with Jesus where he is in my thoughts all the time. Like I can't escape like his will or well, sometimes I do, right? Like we all sin and stuff, but like I can't escape like thinking about him. And it makes me really sad for like who I used to be. Cause like, I'm like, she was so close and she just needed like, she needed that push. And like, I'm really grateful that God gave me that push. Cause now I'm like, I can't look back. Like I cannot picture a life without him. Yeah, I don't know if that all made sense.
It's interesting how being alone and being in that secular environment was the thing that made you realize how much you needed God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that catapulted you into taking your faith seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back to school and being surrounded with like the people that were pushing you mm-hmm. forward.
Yeah.
It just goes to show that when you put yourself in the right environment, you can really grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like, and I won't go into this topic, but like parts of like even modesty and we've talked about like style on the podcast before, but like even modesty, like that was a walk for me too, like realizing what modesty meant for me and not just having it be a set of rules that were laid out for me that like I had, like that I had to abide by, but like modesty actually being like something that comes from my own disposition of my heart and like what God wants for me and who God says that I am. And like that, that's not, it's not a set of rules, and that like when you're right with God, like it'll be something that comes from you. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How has your walk with the Lord affected, you know, your dream of becoming an actress?
That's really an interesting question.
Or I guess you could answer it the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And how has wanting to become an actress or being an actress
mm-hmm.
affected your walk with God?
I mean, like, the same way I've always been a Christian, like, I've always been a performer. So, weirdly, they kind of go hand in hand. I don't think I'm fully Mary if I'm not, like, being creative. And I think it's, like, how God created me. Because I've tried other things. Like, I've thought about living a life where I just go into, like, communications full-time and, like, don't pursue anything creatively. And, like, yes, my full job, my job right now is in communications. However, I can't picture a life where I don't also pursue acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they go hand in hand. Like, if I'm pursuing acting, I think I'm pursuing what God created me for, which is cool. I also think that God has reordered how I think about acting in a lot of ways. And you're actually a huge part of that, too. I think, like, when I was a kid, being an actor was... was I want to be on Disney Channel because then I can do the Disney Channel wand ID and be on a TV show and be a child actor and be cool and do interviews and have a singing career. And I mean, while that would all be cool, like that is not what I want anymore. And that's like part of that's maturity, but also like part of that is like God really stepping in and reordering my desires. Because also it was, as I was choosing what school to go to, it was, I want to go to the best musical theater school. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was about what, like, I wanted to be impressive to other people. Whereas now, that is the temptation. Like the temptation now I can identify is, I want to be impressive. I want people to look at my Instagram or my resume and be like impressed by it, which is like so disordered. And now it's,
also very human too.
It is. Yeah. It's human. And like, of course people want to be successful. Like that's, but never before God.
Mm-hmm.
But now the way God reordered my heart is I just really want to tell a story that's going to light someone up and like make them feel alive, make them want to go chase their dreams, make them believe in Jesus. Like I want to make stories that like matter. And not every story I make is going to be like, you know, the next The Chosen. Like I don't necessarily even want that, but I think like there is power in art to affect people and change the world. And art and beauty. And so like, if I can be a part of doing that for people the same way, like people have done that for me, then like, that's what I want. So yeah.
They're not just on their own. Like you want to be an actress, but you're also a Christian. It's that you want to be an actress because God blessed you with this gift and the desire to be creative, and they go,
mm-hmm.
they can exist. Mm-hmm. They're not mutually exclusive. They have to exist together.
Yeah. And I think too, if I had chosen like one of those other schools to study acting or study musical theater or whatever it was, like, I don't think I would have ever come up with that perspective because I mean, a huge part of it is because I wouldn't have met you. Mm-hmm. I feel like guys, it's I feel cute. Like, no, it's true. I think like Kira has really impacted the way I see the world in a lot of ways, guys. And like the way I, that comparison thing, or that, mm-hmm. like, I want people mm-hmm. to look at me and be like, oh, like, she knows what she's doing. Like, mm-hmm. I think in a lot of ways you have changed that for me, because I don't know, it was something you said one time where you were like, well, what's mine is mine, and like, what's yours is yours. Like, mm-hmm. like, whatever, like this kind of way of thinking where it's like, there's one person that's going to play the part. And like, if it wasn't me, it's not necessarily because I'm not the most talented, but it's because like it was meant for someone else's humanity. Mm-hmm. And like, that's who the casting director saw. Now, that's not always true, because unfortunately things come into play. Like, do you have the most TikTok followers now and stuff like that?
Perspective too. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be really good for a role, but the casting director likes that person's self-tape.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, it's like, whatever is yours also because you're trying to glorify God through it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not just up to you. It's also up to him.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Okay. Last question.
This is fun. I like being interviewed. I think also, guys, Kira's really tired right now, so I think she just didn't want to have to talk.
It's so true. She's like, ask him questions.
And she's like, I'll let Mary do all the talking tonight. Yeah. You're okay. Next. So,
maybe we'll just skip that episode. So I guess my last question to you would be, as an actress and as a artist, what is your biggest piece of advice?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't have to figure it out. Guys, if I knew.
But I guess best piece of advice that you maybe had someone tell you, or just at this stage at life, 22 years old, figuring it out.
I think the biggest thing that has stuck with me is that like your own humanity is your superpower. And like, I think the reason that has stuck with me is because I think there's a tendency in artistic communities to be this like polished version of you. And this is like obviously something I fall into too. But especially like I saw in like the musical theater community, I feel like there's like this musical theater font that everyone's like going for. Like, I don't know. And I think the biggest thing I've learned is just like your humanity is going to be what makes your character cool. Like, it's going to be what intrigues people and draws people to you as an artist. Like, in on an audition room, what's going to stand out is going to be like you being authentic. I know that's like a word that like people cringe at, cause like it's thrown around all the time, but like being like actually authentically you, and like not putting on like some sort of facade or front. Like, I think that's what draws people in. Like just being genuine. Cause even like especially, I mean, in theater or film, like that's what I think people can see through it when you're not being truthful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess that would be it. And that's something I'm always working on. Like I said, I don't have it figured out. And hopefully I'll get to the point where I can be like, I can feel comfortable doing that and showcasing that fully. I feel like I do, but I think I have defense mechanisms. I think everyone has defense mechanisms. So
yeah, I mean, and it's also hard too, because it's like, be authentic, but you're nervous and
oh my gosh, yeah,
and you didn't have a good day that day, but I, you know, mm-hmm. it's not something that you're ever gonna perfect, mm-hmm. because so many factors mm-hmm. are going to come into play, but I think it's beautiful when you're unashamedly who mm-hmm. you are, mm-hmm. even in all the imperfections and all the mess ups,
yeah.
and all the times that you weren't who you were because you're faking it. Like, that still is a part of you, you yeah. know?
And I think a more practical application or version of that, of what I was saying, would be like, so like for an audition, right? Like, I've heard this before, like every audition is a chance to do what you love. Mm-hmm. So like just not seeing it as this daunting thing where I have to go be what they want me to be. No, it's just like, I get to be me. I get to be Mary acting. I get to be Mary singing. Like just me doing what I love. And I just think that's a cool, just a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you. I feel like we only had the tip of the iceberg, but
too bad.
You say every time.
Too bad, guys.
But obviously, you guys will get to hear more.
Yeah, about Mary. We'll be yapping regularly. Mm-hmm. Back to your regular yapping.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode about me. I would like to encourage whoever's listening each week to think of something wonderful that happened to them. Yeah. I was going to do like another thing where like you, I don't know.
Put it in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like put it, like leave a comment or leave a review?
Yeah. Go follow us on Instagram if you haven't already. Yeah. We're going to be having some fun stuff coming up. So yeah, you'll want to stay tuned for that. And yeah.
Yeah. God bless you guys. All right. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.